Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
What is the petty revenge you got after you found out somebody was cheating? We have a call on hold. I mean, I don't know what she's going to say, but I have the outline from seeing it, and I'm shook a little. This goes beyond the norm. Janebo joins us. Hi, Janebo. Not on the Harmonizer, but not your real name, obviously. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Very good. What was the petty revenge you took? I assume you were I know for a fact that you were the person who was cheated on, correct?
Oh, yeah. It's perfect month for creepiness, too, right?
It is. All right.
I went with a guy for 5 years. We were very, very close, I think, to maybe getting married. Our families, you know, did things together. Everything was hunky-dory. Only thing problem with him was he didn't have his wallet on him a lot, and he had crappy cars.
Okay.
So we went to dinner one night. It was fantastic. Next day, he wouldn't answer his phone. It's the 80s. There's no cell phones.
Okay.
So I went over to his house, caught him with a girl.
Oh, wow.
I proceeded to go home and pack everything up that he gave me, put everything in his junker car that he was storing on our property, and I added the teddy bear he gave me from his childhood, ripped open with a steak knife, and decapitated.
Okay.
Oh.
Fast forward 10 years later, I was asked to be a character witness at his murder trial. I refused because people changed in 10 years, and he was on drugs, apparently. He got convicted, and he gets out next year and has since sent me a painting through a pastor that we knew together and sent it to my childhood home, which I am still in.
Oh, God.
Jeez.
Whoa.
And he was guilty of the murder?
He cut off somebody's head.
What?
Yeah, I can't make this up.
No, you can't.
Small town, no problems. Oh, I forgot to tell you. Somewhere along in there, he got a brand new car. I saw it at a girlfriend's house that I didn't particularly care for. She was my childhood enemy. And I crawled up on his new car and shoved a vanilla McDonald's milkshake through the window. I'm not proud, but it happened.
Okay.
That'll show him.
So you ruined his car's interior and gave him an idea.
Wow.
I did, and hopefully he's got a boyfriend named Bub and will leave me alone. But
I hope so.
Whatever.
Thank you, Jane.
Oh, my gosh.
Good luck. Be safe.
I wanted to know what the painting was that he sent her.
I don't.
Yeah, I bet it wasn't. I mean, what could it be that would be okay, Steve?
I don't know, some flowers or something.
Yeah.
That would be creepy by itself.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like a Thomas Kincaid.
What a crappy pastor, though, to be like, yeah, sure, let me help you.
Yeah, right?
Send a painting to this nice lady. I don't know if she's nice.
I mean,
maybe not.
Of the two, she seems like the one I'd want to hang out with. She likes milkshakes, and she didn't murder.
It's good.
That's a hot start compared to the other guy.
Checks all the boxes.
Yeah. Brings all the boys to the yard.
1-800-947-3979. Ooh. This is Tim in New York. Hi, Tim. What is the petty revenge
you
took? Good morning.
Morning, gang. Well, it wasn't anything to do with me. It was my best friend. His girlfriend of 7 years, he found out that she was cheating on him with his brother.
Oh.
Yeah. And at the time, we both worked at a dog food processing plant, which was all the raw food that you make into the kibble.
Okay.
Well, they went on a vacation for about 3 days, and it was midsummer, so it was really hot. We filled her brand new car full of dog food. In the door panels, the trunk, under the seats.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, when they got, 3 days of cooking inside of a car. Now, they found out that we did do it. I mean, I'm pretty sure that, I don't want to say his name, but my best friend told his brother. And, yeah, it was pretty intense. I didn't get in trouble, but him and his brother got into one of the biggest fights I've ever seen in my life.
I'm not surprised. Now, I mean, if you're going to do
that.
Now,
you're probably thinking, well, it was your best friend. Why didn't you jump in? Because he was a lot bigger than me, and I really didn't want to get my ass kicked.
I wasn't thinking that.
Right. No, I wasn't. Oh, I'm like, oh, yeah, this worked out the way you really want it to.
This one, I got petty revenge on my ex. I was 17, and she was 16. She cheated on me with a 24-year-old. I got a hold of my best friend's dad, who is a county sheriff, and told him about it since it's criminal sexual conduct. The guy got caught after they found out she was pregnant. He ended up going to prison for 5 years.
That's not petty revenge.
No.
That's good revenge.
Like that's reporting a crime.
Yep. I'm good with that.
Yeah, that's serious revenge there.
Mm. This is more along the lines of petty. Ashley in Tennessee. Hi, Ashley. What did you do?
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
So my ex-fiance, we had just built a house together, and I had just graduated nursing school, and I got a credit card and put the beach trip on the credit card. And the morning we were planning to leave, he got up earlier than me and left and went and got a girl that he met at a party that we had went to the week before and took her on the beach trip and left me at home.
No way. Oh, I'd
yes,
have been pissed.
I swear. Wow. And so I didn't fight. I didn't argue. I opened up. It was the middle of July. So I opened up all the windows, turned the air conditioner down to 52, turned on all the water faucets, took all the food, all the dishes, all the furniture. I left him a square of toilet paper and left him a paper plate and a plastic fork and spoon.
And utility bills that were through the roof, man.
Oh, yeah. He wondered why I never called him, like, during and after he got back. But about a month later, he called me and said his electric bill was over $1,000 and the water bill was, like, $700.
Oh, man, yeah. You got to be more careful before you head out of town.
Uh-huh. You got to make sure that stuff's off.
Yep. Got to do that stuff. That thanks, guys. Have
excellent.
A good day.
Excellent, Ashley.
That's a solid one.
That is. And those are great examples of petty. Mm-hmm. I always remember when we were in Knoxville on the bone and somebody called in on a similar topic, and she had just spent her entire day cutting out the crotch of every piece of pants that he had and every pair of underwear.
Yeah.
And then folding them carefully and putting them back in the drawer so that each one he'd get it out and put it on and go, ah, dang it. And then go to the next one and then slowly but surely realize the crotch was cut out of everything he owned.
That was, that was so much work for that person, but such solid pettiness.
Yep. I loved it. We had somebody else once who, he had a collection of something, and her petty revenge was to fight like hell for it in the divorce.
That happens a lot, I think, in bitter divorces where the person fights for the thing that the other person likes.
Yes, and then had a party where they burned it, and it was pre-phone, so they took a VHS video and sent him the video of them burning the collection that he loved. Just out of spite. That is some petty
stuff.
So
much work involved.
That
there.
Is, right? If you're.
Yeah, find a blank tape. You gotta,
that's your big concern?
Yeah. Well, you got to package the thing
you
up.
You paid a lawyer to fight for that stuff.
Yeah.
Like, that didn't happen for free.
I never really had petty revenge, but I came close once. The only thing that kept me from doing it was because I freak out about my finances too much. But if of course, it was automotive related. So this was like 2001, 2002. Anyway, I was dating a girl and she cheated on me and my car lease was coming up and I came very, very close to replacing my car lease with her dream car as my car.
Oh.
She loved Porsche Boxsters.
Just as a way to give the finger.
Yeah. And I was like, I came so close to buying a Porsche Boxster.
I feel like that
a used one so that I could just drive by her place and go and wave at her and stick up a finger. Like, I so badly wanted to do it, but I go, I got to have a car that can carry something. Like, I cannot have, I can't have a Porsche Boxster.
I feel like that.
Oh,
revenge.
It was like my pragmatic side overruled, but God, I wanted to do it so bad.
I feel like that would have been petty revenge on you because then you're driving a car that reminds you of this cheater for however long you have it as well.
Yeah, but it would have been a Porsche Boxster. So like that would have been pretty rad, right? Yeah. Like, I mean, those are good cars.
Yeah, I would have wanted to
drive
your petty car.
I really wanted to, but I didn't. Instead I got a really cool Monte Carlo. You know, the ugly ones in the early 2000s.
Yeah, a lot of people confuse those. I remember when I'd ride with you, people be like, hey, nice Porsche. And you're like, yeah, it's a Monte Carlo.
Yeah, I know. They look alike. It did have a shockingly roomy trunk, though. For when we were still in moving mode.
Yeah, you did need it.
Yeah,
you did need
it. I packed that thing, yeah.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.